This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and alleged political dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable, and it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
Pompeo today admitted for the first time he was on President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, a conversation at the heart of the Trump impeachment investigation. House Democrats, meanwhile, say they plan to issue subpoenas for White House documents tied to that phone call, charging what they called flagrant disregard for their earlier requests for information. More on the impeachment situation from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Congressional committees have been seeking documents from the State Department central to an impeachment inquiry. An insider says staff from the House and Senate will attend a briefing with the inspector general, who's independent from department leadership, which is trying to block staffers from being questioned. And Thursday, former envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker will speak with House committee members behind closed doors. He resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint was released about seeking dirt on Joe Biden's family.
It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
Last month, President Trump called the Ukraine investigation another witch hunt. Now he's calling it a coup on Twitter. Some experts are clarifying a coup is generally a violent overthrow, while an impeachment inquiry is a process spelled out in the Constitution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One-time Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on forming a unity government. Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will send the European Union what he says is the UK's final offer for a Brexit deal. This as the date for Britain's departure from the EU bloc looms in less than a month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
Johnson says the proposal is a fair and reasonable compromise, but it's likely to face deep scepticism from EU leaders, who doubt the UK has a workable plan to avoid checks on goods or people crossing the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Johnson says there would be some custom checks between Northern Ireland and Ireland, an idea vehemently opposed by the government in Dublin. Johnson says he'll walk away from the Brexit talks if the EU refuses to engage with the UK plan. Zaria Shackley, London.
North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms achievement and a serious diplomatic provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short-range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul. Facing increased scrutiny over the amount of data it collects, Google is offering more privacy tools for users of YouTube and Google Maps. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has our report.
YouTube users will be able to set their search and viewing histories to auto-delete after a set period of time. And Google's Maps will have an incognito mode, meaning a user's movements won't be recorded when it's turned on. Google also says people will be able to delete their voice histories from the artificial intelligence system Assistant using a voice command. And people will be able to determine how secure their passwords are via a password manager. I'm Mike Hempen.
Taiwan's armed forces are using a floating bridge in their rescue efforts following the collapse of a span over a bay in eastern Taiwan. The towering structure toppled into the water yesterday, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto the boats below. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best music.